With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. With the new year, Aspirus Ironwood Hospital no longer delivers babies. Labor and delivery services there ended December 31st. It's part of a greater trend of rural hospitals ending similar services. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Rural counties have been losing hospital-based obstetric services for the last decade, with roughly 60% not having any as of 2023. Dr. Julia Interante has been researching this decline of labor and delivery services. She says there's often a lot of different factors that go into a closure, including decline in the number of births, hiring struggles, and the high cost of maintaining a maternity ward.
The way maternity care is paid for is really based on volume. So you get paid for every person who gives birth in your hospital. So you have fewer, it's more challenging. There are really high fixed costs for providing maternity services, including 24/7 staffing for whether that's the family physician who's delivering babies, if there is an OB-GYN available in the rural community, and the nursing staff too.
Another challenge for rural hospitals in particular is the high proportion of births covered by Medicaid, which reimburses a lot less for childbirth services. In her research, Interante has found that places that lose their labor and delivery services see higher rates of preterm birth and more complications from further drive times to services. It also impacts a community. A maternity ward closing can make it harder to recruit young professionals to the area, hurting the economy.
Imagine if you are a young doctor looking to go back to maybe the rural community where you grew up. If you can't give birth in your own local hospital, that's challenging as well.
Interante says there haven't been any major financial pushes to support rural maternity services that would lead to a reverse in this decline. As of 2023, 42% of rural counties in Wisconsin and 53% in Michigan did not have hospital-based obstetric services. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
As snow tapered off this morning, a similar round of snow for the Northwoods is expected tomorrow. Only about an inch or two is expected for much of the listening area. If you're traveling tomorrow, more snow is expected south or east towards Green Bay. Meteorologist Kurt Kotenberg is with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He says next week will bring more chances for snow.
Inch-ish, maybe 1 to 2 inches possible Sunday night into Monday morning. But then maybe sometime in the middle of the week, Wednesday or so, maybe another quick hitting inch. And then maybe towards next Friday or so, maybe another quick hitting inch. We're not seeing any big behemoth systems right as of this moment, but we're seeing just a few like quick hitters.
The snow and colder temperatures in the forecast are welcome for trail groomers and outdoor enthusiasts. This past week's warm-up caused some trails to temporarily close. Flooding and winter usually don't mix, but that's exactly what central Wisconsin was in for with significant rain Thursday into Friday. Marathon County Public Information Officer Sarah Severson says residents can help by checking the storm gutters near their homes. She says you can clear them by using a shovel to remove anything that might block the flow of water.
Just make sure that the water can easily get there. You know, if there's clumps of snow or things that are in the roadside gutters, just make sure that that's clear.
Severson says if you do see flooding, stay away and call your local authorities.
Turn around, play it safe, notify your local municipality so that if they need to put out barricades or things to keep others safe, they can do so.
Rain last night into today was expected to add to the amount of water after a stretch of warm weather earlier this week. A new U.S. Department of Agriculture report shows there was a small increase in food insecurity in 2024. About 48 million people struggled to get enough food across the country. In Wisconsin, the report showed about 12% of households were food insecure. Crystal Fitzsimmons is the president of the Food Research and Action Center. She says the food insecurity rate is similar to previous years, but 1 in 7 households is still too high.
And there have been plenty of times during the last few decades when this report was put out when the number of people living in food insecure households were significantly lower.
The USDA plans to scrap the annual hunger survey after this publication, saying it failed to present anything more than liberal fodder. But experts say that data shows how policy decisions impact people, and it will be hard to know what is going on without it. Wisconsin drivers can now get a classic look for their license plates. A retro butter yellow design is now available. You can also select a blackout plate, which is all black with white letters. Governor Tony Evers says the new plates will help generate money for the state transportation fund. The impact is expected to be more than $25 million in the first 3 years. Michigan's electric vehicle owners are facing a significant increase in registration fees, making them the highest in the nation. The change is part of a road funding package passed last fall, which critics say unfairly targets EV drivers. Proponents argue it ensures EV owners contribute to road maintenance. The fees for light-duty EVs are rising from $160 to $267, and for plug-in hybrids from $60 to $113. Efforts to reverse the fee hike are unlikely to succeed. The increase is part of a broader plan to generate more road funding, but some argue it's still not enough to fix Michigan's poorly maintained roads. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.